What's up? What's up? This is your girl Paulina, and you are now tuned in for another episode of the Classmate Podcast. This is episode 05. What's your area code? Where are you from? Where were you born? Where do you live? Where do you reside? Where were you raised? All of the above. We're talking through some of the locations and places that inspire us the most, as well as digging into our pros and cons of where we all currently reside, which is Charlotte, North Carolina. Today, I have a great lineup, per usual, in for a special treat, as always. You'll be hearing from Chandler, PJ, and Maya, all about their experiences with the locations that they love the most. I can't wait to get into this one. I think this is really exciting because it's a little bit different than our usual content and conversations. And as you all know, I'm huge on home. The concept of home is literally one of my founding values and core principles that I kind of revolve myself and my work around. So home is big for me, and I know it's big for the guests that I've included on today's episode. You, as I stated, are now tuned in for episode 05. What's your area code? If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
If I had to live anywhere, it would probably be Sausalito, California. One, because I heard it through a Larry June song. I think he has at least about two songs with him just talking about it. And it just seems like a very nice place to just vibe, create music. And I believe you still get all four seasons over there.
I would love to live anywhere that's out of the country, per se. I mean, US will always be home, but I would like to be somewhere out of the States, somewhere remote, more specifically somewhere like somewhere in Africa, like Southern Africa. That would be nice. But I am a big fan of like Europe, like London. That'd be a great place to live. But I would never want to stay destined to one space. I will always want to keep moving around to different spaces. So I could really have a place everywhere. So London can be a place. I can move back to Africa for a couple of months. I can go to Tokyo for a couple of months. I could come back to the States for a couple of months. I just want to keep moving and changing my environment as much as possible.
Okay, if I could live anywhere, I think my dream place to live is definitely LA. I have to be by the water personally. I love being by the water. I want to live in Malibu, have a big house overview on the water. But definitely LA. I love the vibes, the scenery, the weather. It's warm all year round. It feels good. I like the people. It's diverse and it's got a great art scene, which is something that's really important to me when I'm looking for a place to live.
What are your pros about living in Charlotte?
One thing that I do love about Charlotte is back in college, I met a lot of people that were from Charlotte. So because of that, I was able to come to Charlotte and find a family of just friends and people that I grew up with. So I love that Charlotte is all about community in some way or form, whether if you're on the east, the west, the north, or south, everyone still reps their area.
Being a native of the city, I think one of the biggest pro about living here is really just the Southern hospitality, as cliche as it sounds. I don't think you find another place in the South that kind of gives you more of a genuine respect and a genuine love. And it doesn't matter where you go, whether it's a business in retail or whether you go into church, everyone's going to show you and treat you with a lot of respect. And they're going to care for you no matter what. So it's that Southern hospitality that I really like about living in Charlotte.
Okay, so pros, I would say compared to other places, especially in the South, it's a little more inexpensive. It's getting a little more expensive as of late, but it's a little more expensive, inexpensive. The weather is nice in Charlotte. However, it does fluctuate, but I feel like being in Charlotte, we don't have a lot of natural disasters compared to other places. It doesn't really do anything crazy here. It doesn't really flood. It just kind of rains a little bit. So that's a big pro. And then also just like it's close to family, you know, it's where I grew up, it's where I'm from. I'm close to home. So yeah.
What are your cons about living in Charlotte?
If anything, a con would be, and I would include myself in this as being a foreigner from outside of Charlotte, everyone wants to live here. Everyone wants to move here now. So if anything, if there's one thing I could improve about Charlotte would be to just develop more of the outskirts so that people can still have a possibility or opportunity to still experience Charlotte and not feel like they have to go through the hectic, horrific traffic.
The only con I would say about living in Charlotte is the fact that there is no one from Charlotte that's really putting Charlotte on. And I feel like that's where I come into play as a creative, is that I want to be able to put it on for my hometown, because it's been a dream of mine to be a hometown hero. I feel like I kind of grew up against being in Charlotte because it's so small and it's like, it doesn't really check off all the boxes that people have, you know, when they're going to an Atlanta or like a New York or a Miami. But I know that my city has a lot to offer, and I want to put them on the map with just some creative stuff, and the other people that are here too besides myself, because I'm just one of many. So the con would be that no one's really putting on, and the businesses and the people that are here, they're coming from everywhere else. They're coming from New York, they're coming from Midwest, but it's gonna take a Charlotte voice to put Charlotte on. So that would be a con, I'll have to say.
My biggest con is that Charlotte nightlife is ass. It's really terrible. There's a lot of great things to do in Charlotte in the daytime. There's a lot of festivals and stuff like that. But as far as like the nightlife and the night scene, it's not that great, especially for Black people. I feel like there should be more Black clubs and more engagement within the club. I feel like it's all sections and it's not really fun. People are just kind of standing around. Whereas like if you go upstate to New York, people are in the clubs, they're dancing, they're having fun. They're open all night, people are in the street doing fun stuff. Like in Charlotte, the nightlife really just isn't that great. But if you want to be outside in the daytime, you can have a great time. But at night, it's not that much to do.
Out of all the places that you've traveled to and or resided, which location inspires you the most and why?
I would say Spokane, Washington. And Spokane, Washington is, I would like to say it's a random city, but really it's not. It's one all the way on the other side of the West Coast, right up at the top. But there I got to really experience just soft life in a way. And it was very multicultural. So a lot of people were just really just doing their own thing on their own flow. It's a lot of land out there, of course, but you're able to look past the land and see the mountains and snow. I love, love, love snow. So when I got there for the first time, it snowed, and I felt like it was just a sign for me that this is a place that I'll always remember.
I'm going to start domestically. The coolest place and the place I'm inspired to be in is probably going to be Portland, Oregon. And I just think the Pacific Northwest is just like this very mystical type of place, to where it has a city life, but then you can drive an hour out of the city and you can be overwhelmed by the nature of like waterfalls and rainforests and just big ass red trees and stuff like that. So that's a place that inspired me, because you can just be, you can kind of get all the seasons, you can kind of escape the city if you wanted to get into some nature, or you could just, you know, be a part of the city life. But if it's a place international, a place that inspired me the most was being in Paris. I was in Paris for 2 days, and that kind of just changed my perspective on just an everyday person and how people just commute on a day-to-day, and like how people shop, how people eat, how people walk across the street. Like that's just some different type of time that I would love to be on. And that really inspired me just to be my own character, because everyone over there, just, it's a runaway when you're just stepping outside to get some groceries. So I really love that about Paris.
Out of all the places, I would say that London has probably been my favorite place, and that's been the most inspiring. I love the culture, the fashion, the architecture. There's a lot of art there. Just even the people, like, they're so welcoming when I was there. And I think it's a really great place for people in their 20s, people that are young. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of activities and a lot of events. And I feel like there's a lot of opportunities for growth that maybe we don't see as much of here. And then there's a lot of people that are just looking to put young people on. And I think that was something that was like really inspiring when I went. I didn't really know anybody. And we had kind of like, me and my friends had met this guy. He was a photographer. He got us into this club. He got us into this VIP section at this concert. Like, And everybody was just looking to put people on. And I felt like that was really inspiring.
I don't know about you, but I love today's responses. Thank you. Huge, huge, huge thank you to Chandler, PJ, and Maya for contributing their thoughts and their insights to us today. I hope this episode has charged you all to really take a deep dive and a look into the spaces that you hold near and dear to your heart. It's so easy for us to just get caught up in day to day and not wake up and keep smelling the roses in mind. So definitely take time to reflect on where you are, the space in which you hold, the places in which you reside. There's a lot to explore no matter where you are. There's always something that can be of use in understanding the space, the state, the city, whatever, town, more. So do that. Go explore some museums. Go explore some historical places in your city. Take it all in, man. Take it all in, because you just never know. And I my only hope is that we can all have the opportunity to bask in the greatness of our present. I hope that you all have a great evening, week, month, whatever the case may be. This is closing out our episodes for the year of 2023. So next year, we're going to keep it running, keep it moving. We will have another episode happening in January. That will be our grand finale for season two of the Classmate Podcast. I'm really, truly looking forward to this entire experience. Thank you so much for the support and the love. And I hope that you all are feeling just as good as I am and hopeful and optimistic as I am for this new year. Happy holidays to you and yours. Continue to love on yours. Continue to take care of yours. And I'm going to do the same. We out. Happy New Year, y'all. So long.